Rock 107 WIRX. What's up? It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:08. Quick look at your forecast before we get started here. Today, cloudy, chance for some rain, high of 65. Yeah. I'll take it. Tonight, cloudy, more rain, low of 56. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, cloudy, chance of rain, high of 68. I'll take it.
Why not?
And then Thursday, cloudy, chance of rain, possible thunder, high of 65.
I looked ahead on my phone yesterday. For like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's rain.
Yeah.
It's pretty much rain.
Solid.
Well, it's spring, what spring should have been kind of at the start of April. But I'll take rain over snow. Yeah, I swear to God, Sunday better have been the last snow we see until, you know, what, five months.
I'm right there with you. Right there with you. Yeah, we're going to have sideways rain. We're going to have stinging rain.
Big old fat rain.
Fat rain.
Right.
We had rain that came from... From the ground up.
I can never remember that one. Yeah, when he's in the puddle and he's kind of walking. Yeah.
And then one day, it just stops.
Such a good movie.
It is, man.
God,
it is.
When you can quote a thing about rain, you know it's a good movie.
You know that's one of the movies where if they ever try to make a remake to that, just stop.
How would you? I mean, if you did it on his kid, maybe.
Maybe his kid.
Yeah.
You know? Damn, that was a good movie.
So good.
I mean, what other movies compare to that? Like, you can literally...
Shawshank,
you're right.
Shawshank.
It's those movies you can watch over and over and over again, and every time, like, dude, at the end of that movie, I nearly cry every time.
I read somewhere that the guy who played the warden in Shawshank Redemption still makes, like, $60,000, like, maybe not a month. Like, he makes a ridiculous amount just on the royalties of that movie, because it's played
all the
everywhere.
Time. On TV all the time.
Yeah, anyway. How do we get on that? Oh, yeah, we were talking about the forecast. And once again, you get me off track. For God's sakes. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Clickety-clack.
Maybe you had too much rain and you need to pump that septic.
Yeah.
That can happen, actually.
It might be in a few weeks
here.
Yeah. You might be walking through your yard and that's what it's going to sound like.
According to a new study, guys with longer beards have smaller family jewels. Hunter, you must have the biggest donger in the world.
Dude, it's amazing. This Backstreet Boy beard comes with the biggest donger you've ever seen.
according to researchers, they found that guys compensate for their miniature clangers with growing beards in hopes of improving their chances of attracting mates.
I really don't have a choice. Even if I had small clackers.
Why have you forsaken me, God? No beard and a tiny dong.
You know who had a big beard?
Who?
Jesus.
Ooh. Hey, don't you dare talk about tan rib Jesus. You know he was just rocking a lap hog.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the guy's perfect in every way.
No.
He's got to have a flaw.
No.
No?
Dude, you think it's going to be there? No, his flaw's maybe like a weird birthmark.
Yeah.
No. You know Jesus had just a...
Just a swinger, huh?
Just a cobra down there.
A cobra.
I don't know.
What?
It's like a Pringle can.
He's like a python or something.
Yeah.
Not a cobra.
I don't know.
It's got a weird head to it.
Does it spit? That's not a spinning thing. We went too far, Hunter. We went too far. So anyway, guys, maybe think about that next time you got that big old beard.
Yeah, these guys trimming their beard right now.
That doesn't mean it's going to make it grow. You got to trim a different beard to make it look bigger.
I was just going to say that. Yes.
You got to trim your pants beard, and then it'll make it look bigger.
Dude, there's truth to that.
Oh, yeah.
No, it looks,
absolutely.
It looks,
fellas, do not feel ashamed about trimming up the hedges, man. I'm telling you.
Gives you like an extra inch.
How big were your pubes, for God's sake?
They were pretty big. They were puffy.
Or just cornrow them. That helps, too. That's two cornrow references I made today. Two of them.
Like 4 weeks ago. You couldn't even see it. I take my pants off. It was just a bunch of hair.
A little button nose sticking out.
All right. It kind of looks like a bald guy that still has hair on the side. It's just the top of that bald head sticking out.
See, I actually don't have anything up on top, but hairiest balls you've ever seen.
Oh, my God. You got a neck beard down there? You got a shaft beard?
It's like an it's like an Amish beard.
Yeah.
There's nothing up top, just full beard down below. Well, it's been fun doing this morning show with you.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
Today is wear your pajamas to work day today. Oh, my God, you are wearing them today. I didn't even notice. Hunter is straight up wearing. You are wearing a hooded sweatshirt and tearaway
sweatpants.
Oh, my
God. You know what? You know what?
You cannot justify it with
I can't. You know, the only excuse I had, I planned on golfing after the show today.
Did you know it was wear your pajamas to work today?
I had no idea.
Today? So you're just a bum in general?
I'm just a bum.
You're just a worthless.
There was a slight reason behind it.
You're a piece of garbage.
So I don't have
garbage.
To go home and change.
You're a piece of garbage.
You know.
No, you should go home. Let your wife yell at you a little bit.
She did
for
yesterday.
For just being a bum.
She did yesterday.
You didn't even know. You're just naturally a piece of garbage.
You know, I had a pair of jeans right there. I had these sweatpants. I'm like,
why don't you go ride a scooter at Walmart that you don't need?
Yes. You know what? I will.
Yeah. Because you're dressed for
it. It's going to be comfortable.
Because you're dressed for it.
You bum.
Anyway, there you go. Be comfortable today.
Where's your pajamas?
Excuse me.
You have pajama jeans, don't you?
To be fair, these are the zip away pants.
Right? Yes.
This is pretty close.
Are those the real thin ones?
Super thin. It's like wearing nothing at all. And they zip into shorts. I'm wearing my zip pants today.
So you got to figure it out. You won't get in trouble for that.
No,
I will.
No. What I should do is just take one leg off so I have one short, one full leg. Classic. God, we suck.
We do.
We are just worthless pieces of garbage. Yeah. Lastly, Lori Loughlin is rolling the dice and taking her chances in court. Obviously, if you don't know, it's Aunt Becky.
You heard me. I paid $500,000 to a women's crew coach to say my daughter was good at rowing. I'm a loco.
Hold on. You paid $500,000 for USC?
Not including the $300,000 I blew on tuition.
Oh, my God. What did your daughter major in?
Communication.
If you have not heard, obviously, the whole scandal around this pay for college bribe. I don't know if it's bribes. I don't know what you would call it. But there's a lot of rich people that are getting the hammer put down on them.
How do you feel about the whole situation?
Here's the thing. That's fine. Whatever. If you want to piss away a bunch of money to get your worthless kids into school, okay, that's fine. These people are well-to-do. They're affluent, okay? They got the money to do it.
Wait, so she paid somebody to do her SAT? Is that what happened?
There's a group of people there that have been busted for paying... Hunter just smoked his knee on the desk. So here, bunch of people paid to have, like, people take tests for their kids. Mm-hmm. She basically paid... a rowing coach to say that her daughter was rowing to get her in, like, a scholarship, basically. Not to mention then also paying tuition. So when you think about it, that's what people are joking about, though, is that she paid this crazy amount of money for USC. Not for Harvard, not for Yale, not for, like, no, for USC. It's a party school.
Yeah. That's probably why.
And now her daughter is literally, after all of that, her daughter is an Instagram influencer. That's all she does.
So she's not in college, obviously.
She's still in college.
USC?
Still at USC. Wow. Actually, I don't think they're allowing her to drop out at this point. Something like that, something I read. But anyway, a lot of people are just like, rich people. What are you doing, rich people?
Yeah. Hey, here's another thing, too, I was thinking about. Isn't this common?
Well, see, now that's the other thing people are really getting into is they're like, look, people have been doing this for years.
Rich people
have been donating for a library or donating for books, and it helps out with admission. But lots of times the kids are at least still, I mean,
they're still putting forth some effort to pass the SAT.
At least taking it.
She basically got a free ride.
This is just rich people problems. This is something we will never understand.
Another thing, couldn't you just pay for her to go to USC?
You still got to get in. What bothers me here for this is that there are qualified people that are looking for that higher education that got denied because she had
that spot.
Yeah. Because they can only take so many people a year. So that's what bothers me
with it. I see that, for sure.
But if she does go to jail, it's going to be white-collar, foo-foo, happy fun time jail. Mm-hmm. And it ain't going to be anything. It's going to be Martha Stewart jail. And that's going to be it. So whatever. Just pay some fines and go back to your rich life and leave us alone.
You'll be fine.
Leave us peasants alone, will you? That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.